Hello and welcome. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Do you know which mic you are, by the way? Is it two?
No,
it's not two.
Can you hear me? Am I on?
Now you're on.
This says mic three.
Yeah, yeah, you're on now.
Yep, I'm on.
Okay. Spice of Life, I'm Ben Life, here with...
Ryan.
Hanjay. Hanjay. Are you sure it isn't Hound Jet? I always thought it was.
Pretty darn sure, yeah.
Well, you know, difference of opinion.
Yeah, all right.
Agree to disagree.
Sure.
Correcting people on their names is a weird thing to do.
Yeah, that was kind of strange for everyone.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
I've done that before, too, actually. I think a couple times.
Like, for real, you've done that before?
No,
intentionally?
As a joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's less bad.
Oh, I'm with you as a joke. No, just in general as a joke. Yeah, okay. I'm trying to think about that, yeah. Anyway.
Okay, well.
So Spice of Life, formerly a post-rock show, really formally nothing, because it's just informally stuff.
It's just kind of stuff that you think of and I go along with.
Yeah, and so Ryan's here. Ryan isn't always here. Ryan's been here before, and he'll be here again, unless the results of today's show make it so we're not friends ever again.
There's a possibility.
Okay, yeah, so... What I'm alluding to there, so it's a post-rock show. I got some post-rock, going to play some post-rock. Later in the show, when we're feeling up to it, we are going to have a rap battle. And this isn't our first rap battle, is it?
Let's pretend it is.
This is a rematch.
It's a rematch. The first one was more so testing the waters.
We tried to freestyle it, and freestyling is very hard.
It's hard when you're white and not good at rapping. So.
It's hard when you're not good at rapping, I think, is the main... We don't need to make it a race issue. It's just hard when you're not good at rapping.
All right.
Freestyling's hard, and we're bad. So we pre-wrote verses, both of us on the bus, separate buses.
Yeah, not the same bus.
Yeah, that's very important.
And interesting, because we don't know what each other wrote, and I wrote responses to what Ben's rap might be.
Why did you choose to write responses? Anyway.
We'll get to that later.
So
I don't know.
If not for the post-rock or my charming charms and Ryan's good looks, stick around for us flailing on a beat. So that'll be cool. I'm going to start us off today with a longer song. It's about 11 minutes because I need to pee. I haven't had a chance to pee, so I'm going to play a long song and then I'm going to go to the bathroom.
All right.
So you're welcome for that, first of all. And then, more importantly, this is 1 hour before the trip, playing the song New Iceland. And I was listening to this two nights ago, and it just kind of blew my mind. So I was listening to it, and sometimes I'll do that where I'm like listening to a song, and I'm like, I need to play this. I don't even care what it is. It doesn't matter. I'm playing it. So it turned out to be an 11-minute song.
All right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. This is 1 hour before the trip, playing the song New Iceland off their creatively titled album, number two. It's just number two. So here we go.
Thank you.
That was New Iceland by 1 hour before the trip. What did you think of that song, Ryan?
That was really cool.
It was like a lot
of
stuff.
I really liked it, yeah.
So as I was going to the bathroom, as one does, I walked by, it was in the new sub, and there's a hair salon in the new sub called the Fringe.
I don't know, I haven't really been here much.
Anyway, so there's a hair salon, and I was thinking, someone that cuts hair is a hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd think that they would be a hair cutter, and then a hairdresser would be someone that puts clothes on hair.
Yeah, or at least like a, yeah.
You'd think that they would have like clothes that you would have for animals. You'd have it for hair. So you'd have like a little like
little tiny hair like for one hair at a time.
Yeah, I guess like a hat salesman is really a hairdresser, if you think about it.
Yeah.
I should go explain that to the there's a store that I just love. I've never been in it, and I've never intend to, but I love it.
Huh.
It's called I Love Hats. It's on Broadway. Have you passed it on the bus?
Oh, probably.
It's called I Love Hats, and it's a hat store. And every time I pass it, and I think, how is there a market for a hat store? How is there enough business to keep a hat store afloat?
Well, I don't know. I'm from Calgary. A lot of people wear hats in Calgary.
Really?
Yeah, like a lot of people. The flat brim hat, that's sort of the thing. Like the flat brim baseball cap.
Oh.
Everyone wears that. It's insane. Yeah. So those can stay afloat. But
just like, I mean, so like even.
Is it like random hat? Well, you're not, you haven't.
I've
gone
never
in.
Been in. So I.
And you're not going to.
No, but I am the expert on this. I've thought about it a lot.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So you still know everything about it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It's more of a, like, it's not like a Lids style store.
Right.
Do you know Lids?
Yeah.
Now they have like the different, you get like sports teams on your hats
and stuff like that.
Which and you'd be all cool. You have a sports team on your hat.
Yeah, and you have
does
the
Does anyone
on
the sub have a sports team in their hat?
That guy does.
A whole sports team?
He has
a sports team on his hat. Cool, far out. He knows.
I can't read it.
It's funny.
Oh, it's LA.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. Okay. Oh.
Cool. Yeah, we just learned that it goes through like the PA system in the new sub, so people are gonna hear us go about our business.
He's really trying to hide from us, but wait.
You're being weird. You're being weird. You're being weird. You're making me uncomfortable. I can't imagine how he feels.
He's okay.
Okay. Good. Good. I would like to play another song. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Cool. This song is by the band My Bloody Valentine. It's coming up. Perfect time for the holiday season.
Yep.
Because it's Valentine's Day. Coming up in about
2.5 months.
Two and a half months. Right around the corner.
Yeah. Just, yep.
My Bloody Valentine kind of was a pioneer of the shoegaze genre, and they're really cool. And I was reading like an article, and the article was saying that My Bloody Valentine was so ahead of their time that it's only like now that bands are starting to sound like them, and like rock bands now are starting to sound like a lot. Like My Bloody Valentine, and they were like at it in the 90s. So anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was just kind of like, oh, yeah, they were doing that before everyone else.
Huh, okay.
So anyway, so this is Sometimes by My Bloody Valentine off the album Loveless, which is a crazy album. It's like you're floating in sound stuff.
Oh, okay.
So this is Sometimes by My Bloody Valentine.
You're alive. And I feel that you can. become a part of a movement to think beyond conventional boundaries. The third annual AUS Humanities and Social Sciences Conference, happening on January 16th, invites all undergraduate students to submit their research related to this year's theme of innovation. At this year's conference, you will be inspired by your fellow students' presentations and ideas. Applications are being accepted until December 16th. For more information, please visit the events on the AUS Facebook page.
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Career Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer-identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
And we are back. That was Sometimes by My Bloody Valentine. And that sure was what that I just said it was. Yeah, if you're into that song, if you're into shoegaze, check out the whole Loveless album. You can stream it on popular streaming services. I too like to watch television. My favorite show is Breaking Bad.
What's happening?
Haven't you seen the Stephen Harper thing?
No. Oh, I meant to.
Okay. No, but do you know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's, yeah. The gist of the video is there's Stephen Harper before the election.
His commercial.
Yeah, he has a commercial about like how he's a human too, and he likes watching Netflix
unpopular
and TV and whatever.
Streaming services.
Unpopular streaming services. Because he's Russian or whatever I'm saying he is. Anyway, yeah, no, he has dead eyes.
Yeah.
Has dead eyes.
But like, that's what that job will do to you.
Really?
I feel like Trudeau is going to come out with some dead eyes.
Cool hair, though.
Shut up.
No, it is, though. Well, I was talking to my supervisor about it, and we were saying that we really hope that Justin Trudeau lives up to the man that his hair deserves.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my opinion on politics.
All right.
That's literally all I have to say.
That's
about
more than I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to hop right on into the next song.
Okay.
If that's okay with you.
That's good by me.
You sure? I'm worried. I know you're sensitive.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Cool, great. The song is by the band Atra Eterna. This is a one-man band. It's like computer jiggy and multi-instrumentalist.
I love those guys. Yeah.
So this is post-rock, I would say. It's a little more electronic. It's a little heavy, a little dark. But I think it's cool, so I'm playing it today. This is Atra Eterna playing the song The Fights That Take Us off his new album, Void Chorus.
Thank you. Thank you.
We had a double header there. You can keep writing. I'll just do the radio thing.
Yeah, I'll do both.
We just figured out that I wrote way more than Ryan did, so that's cool. So we still have a bit of time left.
Yeah.
We had a double header there. First, we heard Aetra Eterna playing the song The Fights That Take Us off the album Void Chorus. And then it just rolled right into We Stood Like Kings playing the song Berlin 1927 Act 2. They have an album called Berlin 1927, and it's 5 acts long. But I quite liked Act 2, so I thought I would play Act 2. And we have a few more songs left, and then we'll get to the most anticipated rap battle of this afternoon, evening, early evening. Probably the most
night?
Anticipated. Yeah, that's ever happened on a Thursday between 8 and 9 p.m. on December 3rd at CITR.
Yeah.
Ever.
Of all time.
Throw in the of all time qualifier. Yeah, so we're just having fun doing cool stuff, being cool guys, as we usually are.
Always.
Yeah, except when we're not.
Which is most of the times.
Okay. I don't have a witty thing. I used up my good witty thing about hairdressers, and now I'm fresh out of witty things.
Well, I had a witty thing. It's not witty. It's just something I thought of. Because we were talking about that last song, two songs ago, the first one of the last two.
The Aetra Eterna one?
The space one.
Yeah, it sounds like space.
Yeah, and Ben mentioned it sounds like, well, I mentioned it sounds spacey, and he's like, yeah, it does sound like outer space. And then I thought, why do we ever think that? Because outer space doesn't sound like anything.
Outer space sounds like Darth Vader. Not what I was going for. I think it would sound like a vacuum. Like a vacuum. You hear the absence of stuff. Like
because
it's like,
it is.
It's an oppressive silence.
Which means there's no. It's just. Like that's what it would be.
But it's. But vacuums make a noise, right?
Oh, because space is like a vacuum.
Yeah, this space is a big vacuum, like just like a really big vacuum. Like
okay.
A bigger
are we
vacuum
talking like the Dyson
even...
ones that are nice and quiet? Like, do you think it would be?
No, not a Dyson one. The universe wasn't invented by a German dude. Is Dyson German? Was that a faux pas?
I don't know.
Probably.
But the universe was invented before Dyson by at least like 20 years or
20
so.
20 to 30.
So
yeah, most estimates say.
Yeah, we don't know how good they are, but.
Yeah. I mean, like cavemen had air blades, so.
Okay.
Whatever.
Well, maybe that's more like it.
In any event, the universe scares cats, and you love vacuums. That's a funny story.
I do. Well, I did. I mean, I still like vacuuming. It's cleans things. But yeah, no, when I was 2 years old, my mom had to sing the vacuum song to me. We had to put the vacuum
to sleep. Do you remember
the
vacuum song?
Oh,
can that be the hook?
Oh, I could make that a hook. Of course I know the vacuum song.
If you guys could see my face, oh my goodness, that's...
He's been way too excited
we've been talking
for
about,
a two-year-old vacuum song.
Oh yeah, we've been talking about like what we're going to have the hook for our rap battle to be, and I was going to pull in some like random person from the sub that's just like...
It turned out to be one
studying.
Of our friends, the guy with the king's
he's
hat,
a different
Alex.
Guy, yeah, there's a guy we know, but yeah. I think the vacuum song should be the hook.
I can do that. I still know it.
Sweet.
It's one line, but it goes
just
over
repeat
and over.
It. Yeah,
it's just a nice
just
flow. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to be in the lab, and by the lab, I mean I'll be looking on YouTube for a beat.
Yeah.
And Ryan will be writing.
I'm going to be frantically writing more lines because Ben wrote just like an essay for this rap battle.
I came prepared. I'm sorry, I did my homework.
I came prepared. You didn't. I asked Ben what the topic is and what we're doing. He said
rap battle.
You said rap battle, so mostly saying stuff about how you're lamer than me.
Yeah.
You did not give a word count.
No, but like it's going to be like a 4-minute thing. Like there, it's like most beats are like 4 minutes
well,
long.
Well, yeah,
song
but last
song
time
minute.
We stopped it with like 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, but that was baby stuff.
Freestyling, I guess.
Yeah, and freestyling
baby
is hard.
Baby stuff.
Baby stuff, like diapers and vacuum songs. Anyway, so I'm going to play a song and then
I'm gonna
give Ryan
panicking.
A chance to...
Yeah.
Yeah, give you a chance to panic.
All right, great.
This next song I would like to play for you today is by the band A History of the World. The song is The Haunted House off their new forthcoming album, Somewhere. These guys are shredders. They're Canadian shredders, which is cool, but they're shredders, which is crazy. So they're going to be shredding for your pleasure. Again, this is The Haunted House by A History of the World.
Bands Taco Cat and Sally Ford are co-headlining on Saturday, December 12th at the Cobalt. Doors open at 7 with the show starting at 8:30. This event is 19+. And you can get your tickets today online at timberconcerts.com or at Red Cat and Zulu Records.
Tune in to La Fiesta every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. with your host, Nick Arana. Listen to internationally acclaimed musica latina caliente that makes your body move and your heart beat.
Hello and welcome. We are back. This is The Spice of Life. We picked up a guest. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Katie.
You can move the mic thing too. You don't have to move the arm. Yeah, just.
I don't want to break it.
It's cool. It's cool.
It's good.
It's durable.
Okay.
And how did you come upon? How did you come upon this happenstance?
I heard Ben's loud voice, so.
Yeah, it's really. It's very loud.
Guys, yeah.
It's like I'm yelling out there. It's very uncomfortable.
A little weird,
I don't
yeah.
know how to turn it down. I'm sorry,
that's
people
okay.
that are studying. But realistically, why are you studying there? That's not a very good place to study.
Yeah, awful.
Okay. And you were here doing yoga stuff?
Yoga stuff, yeah.
Okay. How do we know each other?
How do we know each other?
Yeah.
Through Ryan.
Well, no. I mean, you lived in third floor Salish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You lived like a floor below me. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That was a trick question, and you failed.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Next time.
I'm playing post-rock. What's your experience with post-rock?
What's my experience with post-rock?
Yeah.
Not much.
Okay. Cool. Cool. It's good to have a clean slate.
Okay.
We just heard the song The Haunted House by A History of the World, and they were just shredding away. We are... Your mic stand's got a bit of helium in it, apparently. We're counting down to the moment when I slay Ryan on a beat. It's going to ruin our friendship, I've decided. It probably will. Yeah. I still haven't found a YouTube beat, and he's writing away. So this is good. This is good. He's in the lab. It's going to be soon. Stay tuned for that. I'm going to play another song before we go. The song is by the band Man and Ocean, and the song is Scene 1, White Light, Morning Dream. It's too long for the screen, so I have to go. Yeah. Scene 1, White Light, Morning Dream, off their new album, Scenes from Another Day. So here we go with that. Thank you. That super chill song was Man and Ocean playing the song Scene 1, White Light, Morning Dream. And I think Ryan has just run away. I think he's running away from the challenge. Maybe we've built up the hype too much. How are you? How's the microphone doing?
It's better. It's good.
Okay. So how is your day?
It's pretty good. I'm starting to get sick, though.
Oh, you're getting cold?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay.
I got a bad one. I was sick for like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Gross.
Not like sick for 2 weeks. I was like sick for like 4 days. But
yeah. Oh, Ryan.
You feeling good?
Yeah.
You ready? You loose?
Well, here's my thought.
Keep it loose.
Keep it loose.
You got to keep it loose.
Am I back on?
Yeah. What day is this? How many fingers am I holding up?
9.5, and it's, I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking. I actually got some good stuff down.
Okay, cool.
I got 2 longish verses.
Sure.
So I figured you just go 1, I go 1, you go 1, I go 1, you finish it off,
sure.
And then I could finish it off with a hook.
Sure.
Finish it off with a hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to change the rap game here tonight.
Because the hook makes you come back for the next rap battle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what the hook is going to be, but I've had some requests for the vacuum song.
Yeah.
The vacuum song would be tight. But, Katie, you're going to sing a hook, aren't you? Are you?
I don't know.
Do you want it? Do you feel like
it? I vote Katie hooks. She hooks it. And I'll come in with some backup hooking.
Is the hook singer a hooker?
Yeah.
In this case? In this case only.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Well, because she'll do the hook. Her.
Right.
She'll do the hook.
Her.
Yeah, her.
Okay.
Her hook. Yeah.
Do you have like an opinion on what you could run with it? You could scat sing?
Oh, am I like supposed to make stuff up?
If you want. I mean, we're just throwing this on you absolutely now.
And then I'll come in with the vacuum song. If you want to just roll with something like that, you just wing it.
If you're gonna puke out of fear,
yeah, I have no idea.
Then we'll
what
support
I would do.
That because puke is funny and especially
it's not
here.
Funny. Okay. Oh no.
Oh,
well, you don't. You super don't people. Have to. I'm really clearly very disorganized.
If you back out, then we'll just go with it, and I'll hook us into the next.
Do you want to be the hooker?
Yeah, Ryan. I think you're
I'm
good.
A good hooker.
You're
the
hooker.
But we're both. We can hook it together. Let's do this.
Why don't Ryan, you take the first one, and then Katie, if you're feeling it,
if you're feeling it,
then you can
okay,
tap
we'll
in.
See how it goes.
Oh,
okay.
I'm feeling it.
You're feeling it.
I'm not. I just really wrote this last minute. I hope I get the flow right.
Yeah,
this could be bad.
Well, we'll see. We're gonna do our best, and it'll be our best.
We always do our best.
Not
really, actually.
Okay, so this is the beat that I pulled off YouTube.
We didn't know the beat when we wrote this, so
this
is kind of
we're gonna fit it to it.
Yeah, we're gonna work on
it. The beat is Faded, mellow hip hop instrumental rap beat. In case we didn't know, I picked a mellow one. Is that okay with you?
Sure, I'll yeah.
I figured that'd be
easier. It
doesn't
matter because it's gonna be improv anyway.
Okay,
so.
And this is by Psycho Beats, SYKO.
Shout out to Psycho.
Yeah. Yeah. So here we go. We'll get the sound in.
Ooh.
It's pretty sick. It's not that sick.
No.
You feeling it? So I'm gonna go, then you're gonna go, then I'm gonna go.
I'll feel it. Yeah.
Okay.
You go for it.
Word to the rainy city, my rhymes ain't pretty, but damn it, they witty. Like Vancouver last week, I'm the chillest. Catch a cold, I'm the illest. Your flow's a runny nose, I'm spitting Edgar Allan prose. From your eyes to your toes, your ignorance shows. I run this show, The Spice of Life, on CITR. You're out there listening in your car, and I'm in here raising the bar. Far out, the dudes say, sick tunes I'm gonna play. Broads and dragons I slay, and Ryan's just doing okay. I'm here for blood, and I just may take a pound of flesh, merchant of venison. We're here to settle a beef. You're just butchering the beat. I'm cooking you like meat. Do you feel the heat? Get out of my kitchen. This kid's in the zone. You should just go home.
Oh, shit.
Yo, check this out. Got a flow so hot. Gonna spit fire down on you. Light you up on the spot. think you came to fight, got a shot with what you got, but I'll tell you to turn around before you're caught with what you're not. You think your flow is sick, but you got nothing on my beat, so listen here if you wanna get blown out of your seats. My flow's so smooth it makes your hair look like steel wool. My soul is cold, cause see I stole your fire on the whole. I'm on a roll, it's all my goal. My rhymes are swag, my words are full. Spitting bars, putting you down. Your words are lame, it's such a shame. You thought you'd kill, but now you're ill. You got no game.
Yeah.
Do you want to spit the hook?
No.
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato. There's nothing you can do.
It's New York.
New York.
New York.
That's
it's
the
actually
hook.
Vancouver.
I'm on the radio rapping, making magic happen, standing ovation clapping. Ryan's face slapping, his rhymes are crapping, his mom I'm tapping. When haters are hating, let them hate, I roll on skating. Tough as nails, roller derby. You're soft as Kirby, tackier than 90s toys, Furby. Go back to Alberta, to your girl named Berta. My lady friend's a dime, you're just trying to get a nickel back. He seriously likes Nickelback, so that's really a fair attack. Your music is whack, witty rhymes you lack. You're done, fade to black. Toss your Blink 182, I'll play some Godspeed You.
Oh. All right. Yeah. You're trying to say I'm lame, but that don't make no sense. My rhymes, they walk all over you, just forget your pretense. Your haters gonna hate, but see this ain't no give and take. You're just grasping at straws, but for me it's a piece of cake. What you think you got, it don't matter, you waste your bars on me. These rhymes are hot, I'll burn you down, call it arsony. Don't even try competing, you see it's just a waste of time. Cause see I'm swaggin', I'm swerving, spin around you on a dime. Yeah. Bring it. What you got?
New age post-rocker, I'll flash the shocker. You're a slow talker, more like a stalker. Dating chicks with a walker, rhyming on a YouTube beat. I'm strolling down Easy Street, battling you is a treat. Piece of cake, walk in the park, you're taking shots in the dark. I'll leave you like Ned Stark, head lying in a basket. You got a question, ask it. I'm the cool teacher, you're the sad creature, washed up preacher. Your rhymes need faith healing, spitting borrowed lines stealing. You're not feeling what I'm feeling, the dealers are dealing. I've got four aces and you're just flushed.
Oh. All right, it's hook done. Crank it up.
Ooh, yeah. Ryan loves to vacuum. Yeah, he loves to vacuum. Yeah, Ryan loves to vacuum. That was incredible.
Yeah. Are we done? Is that it?
I think we just started a rap duo right there.
What am I doing?
Watch out, record labels.
Yeah, I think
you guys need a cool rap name now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Cool rap duo.
You gotta make this a profession. Yeah. Cool rap duo with Psycho and his sick mellow beats.
Faded mellow hip-hop instrumental.
Oh, sorry. I was unaware.
Yeah. So, wow, look at us go. I'm proud of us.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
That was a little better than the last time.
It was significantly better than the last time.
Almost infinitely, yeah.
Yeah. It divided by zero better, however that works out to be.
It's infinity.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good for you on short notice, by the way.
Yeah. About half of that was just in the last little bit here, so.
Yeah, you really only had like 5 minutes, so that was...
It was a little panicky, but it was fun.
Yeah.
At least now I know the standards, you know.
Yeah. It's pretty high.
And I can say we're still friends, which is...
We're still friends?
Well, I
want to be.
Oh.
You want to still be my friend?
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
Do you want to go get Froyo after this?
Oh. Yeah. I do.
We could. There's Kula here. Is it open?
Yeah,
I would go get Froyo.
Go get her hair dressed and...
Yeah, like with a hat or a different thing?
Probably just a hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
You missed that. I'll catch you up on that later, Katie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here for that.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
That's weird you were here, but cool.
No, it's like, what a wonderful...
Well, not weird as in bad, just weird as in like, we didn't want you here.
Oh, perfect.
I mean...
I had a friend, still have a friend, and he thought until he was like 16 that coincidence was pronounced cool incidence.
Oh,
because whenever something happened, it was a cool incidence. So, Katie, it's a cool incident that you're here.
Yeah. It is a cool incident.
And you're cool. We actually like that you're here.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, Ryan. It means a lot.
Yeah, so that was us rapping on the radio.
Yeah, there'll be more to come, I hope.
We should, yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
I'm sorry, / you're welcome. Obligatory.
Yeah, I just think, no words. I think we should let all that speak for itself.
Okay.
That was great.
That song was Ryan and I Making a Fool of Ourselves, featuring Katie giggling in the background.
V2.0, version 2.0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this has been The Spice of Life on CITR.
It was a spice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very lively.
Yep. Very nice.
The show is 8 to 9 p.m. every other Thursday. I'm running a bit over time. Up next is Ben Lai with Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. So stick around for that. That's going to be a cool and fun show as well. It's been a real pleasure. I hope you managed to put up with me and have a beautiful weekend, week, and have a beautiful time until next Thursday when I'm back.
And I hope everyone does come back after
Please
that.
Please do.
Yeah, yeah. We'd like it.
Yeah, I'm very lonely.
I don't know if I'll be here, but Ben will for sure like it.
Yeah. Cool, thanks for that.
Yeah, all right, see ya.
I'm going to play us out on Robot Meets Girl by Minion TV, and then Ben Lai will be on with Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell soon. So have a great night. See you guys later.
A lovely doll after I finish with you. I told you your webs were useless.